Good morning, and thanks for tuning in on this Friday, May 8th, reporting for Radio On The Go News. I'm Jason Eaton. As farmers across Iowa continue through the heart of planting season, motorists are being reminded to use extra caution on rural roads as large farm equipment remains a common sight throughout the state. Planters, seed drills, and sprayers are moving between fields every day, often traveling at much lower speeds than regular traffic. Kapil Arora, a field agricultural engineer with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, says the combination of narrow roads, limited visibility, and faster-moving vehicles can create dangerous situations if drivers are not paying attention. Arora, who made his comments on a recent episode of the Extension Report podcast, adds that motorists should expect to encounter slow-moving farm machinery and give farmers plenty of room on the roadway.
So if you are driving down the road, be watchful of these vehicles. And if you are approaching from the opposite side, slow down and you move on the far side of your lane as safely as you can. This will give the maximum space to the oncoming farm traffic to pass by safely. If you are approaching the vehicle from the rear side, just look out for that slow moving emblem. It's typically a bright orange triangle mounted on the back. So not try to pass right away. Make sure there's enough space available, enough clearance there, so you can pass the farm equipment carefully.
Arora says safety is important for those operating farm equipment, encouraging machinery operators to stay aware of their surroundings and keep an eye on traffic building up behind them.
Be cautious of when the peak traffic times are. That will help reduce the overall traffic on the road that you have to be watching for. The other thing is, if you are on the road and there's vehicles behind you, if you can safely move over and let the traffic behind you pass, that helps. The other thing, as you are moving from one field to the other, before you get on the road, just stop and clear off all those reflectors and the flashing lights. As we are in the field, dust does collect on them, and sometimes there might be too much dust that they are not visible to the people approaching your farm equipment from either side.
Farm machinery operators and motorists alike are being encouraged to stay aware as planting work continues across Iowa. Three bills backed by Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd are now law after being signed by Governor Kem Reynolds. Byrd says the measures are aimed at protecting crime victims, improving safety for public officials, and strengthening oversight of crypto ATMs. The Victim Protections Bill allows sex abuse victims, including children, to receive lifetime protection orders against their abusers. It also shortens the window for sex offenders to register or update address changes with the sheriff from 5 days to 3 days and extends the minimum storage period for sexual assault kits. The Judicial Safety Bill creates a Class C felony for threatening judicial officers, state lawmakers, or their immediate family members to interfere with or retaliate against their official duties. It also creates penalties for doxing certain public officials. A third bill regulates crypto ATMs under the state's financial regulatory framework and gives the Attorney General authority to seek increased civil penalties when consumers are harmed by scammers. Links to all three bills can be found at radioonthego.com. Iowa's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.3% in March, down from 3.4% in February, according to the Iowa Workforce Development. The state's jobless rate was 3.6% 1 year ago. The national unemployment rate fell to 4.3% in March. The number of unemployed Iowans decreased to 58,100 in March, down from 58,700 in February. The number of working Iowans also declined, falling by 2,200 to 1,680,700. That figure remains 7,200 higher than 1 year ago. Iowa's labor force participation rate dipped from 67.8% in February to 67.7% in March. Total non-farm employment was little changed, dropping by 500 jobs to 1,575,800. Healthcare and social assistance led all sectors, adding 1,100 jobs in March and 4,300 jobs over the past year. Iowa Workforce Development Executive Director Beth Townsend says Iowa continues to have numerous opportunities, with more than 54,000 open positions listed on iowaworks.gov. The Hampton-Dumont Community School District is recognizing its school board members during School Board Recognition Month. May is designated by the Iowa Association of School Boards to honor the role school board members play in shaping education across the state. This year's theme is Because of You. Hampton-Dumont officials say board members help set the vision for education, establish policies, oversee the budget, and support continued improvement in student learning. Superintendent Tim Felderman says the board's leadership helps support students, staff, and the broader school community, saying, quote, because of our school board members, our students are supported, our staff is empowered, and our community stays connected to our schools. Their leadership helps ensure that every student has the opportunities they need to succeed, unquote. Hampton-Dumont will recognize its board members at the May board meeting and on district social media accounts. Board members include President Aaron Miller, Vice President Stephanie Powers, Brent Hansen, Mark Morrison, Steve Sievers, Matt Showalter, and Alyssa Van Wert. The Clarksville City Council approved a budget amendment and employee raises during its regular meeting on May 4th. The council held a public hearing on amending the current budget for fiscal year 25-26. No written or oral comments were received, and the council later approved a resolution amending the current budget. Council members also approved 3% raises across the board for employees for fiscal year 26-27, with a 5% raise for the city clerk. During the meeting, the council discussed nuisance properties and nuisance vehicles. Discussion took place about properties in town that need to be cleaned up, and the council held additional discussion on complaints involving vehicles in Clarksville. The council also approved two building permits. A resident at 541 West Superior Street was approved to add a 38 by 34 foot concrete pad to the south side of a garage. Another resident of 221 North Washington Street was approved to add a concrete pad for a hot tub. The council also discussed buyout properties and the placement of a scrap metal bin. Elementary and high school students at Grundy Center recently had an opportunity to learn some of what it's like to be a Broadway performer from Haley Pashoon. The actress visited the district on Thursday, April 30th and Friday, May 1st. Pashoon shared her experiences of living in New York and how she's navigated life as a stage actress.
Kids of all ages are interested in maybe what the life is in Broadway or living in New York City. I might just get a little bit more detail-oriented with the older kids because they might be interested in that type of stuff, but I'm sharing all the details of like what it's like to live in New York and what it's like to be a Broadway performer. So kids of all ages, you know, from K through 12 and even beyond, you know, kids like me, we still like learning about stuff like that.
She's been a pen pal with elementary principal Brian Sammons since she began her professional career, dating back to when Sammons was a third grade teacher at Applington Parkersburg.
I've basically been his pen pal since the beginning of my adult Broadway career when I did Hairspray on Broadway. So I stayed with his third grade class for many years when he was at Applington. And then once he became principal, I was lucky enough to just chat with all of his students at all times. And they learn about New York through me and whatever Broadway show I'm doing at the time. And so I'm so happy to be here.
She describes what she hopes the students can take away from her visit.
a quote from Avenue Q, one of my favorite musicals, is there is life outside their apartment, you know, and there's life outside of wherever we all live. Being from Kansas, I knew that there was life outside that I wanted to experience, and that there are so many different ways to storytell, and music brings happiness, and moving your body feels great. So just getting the opportunity to see what it's like to live in someone else's shoes, I think, is so exciting. And I know I love learning about that. Even as an adult, I'm like, oh, what is it like to, you know, be on the radio? I think that would be so fun to like follow someone like you for a day. I think that's great. And so for someone like me to bring my experiences to Iowa is really special.
Some of her work includes works in Wicked, Hairspray, Hello Dolly, The Sound of Music, and many others. There's more online at radioonthego.com. Stay with us. We'll take a look at your local weather forecast, as well as area funeral announcements.